Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The razz every wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Boo, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to everyone to the forum tonight, and thank you guys so much for joining me here live in The Remix. It is Friday night, February the 8th, 2013, and we have an exciting weekend lined up for you tonight. And, of course, joining us here live in the forum is Dr. Aling Bay. He's going to be coming on in just a short moment. I want to say welcome to all of you out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to invite you to come on over and join us here in chat. If you have not joined The Remix and you have not experienced being in the chat, tonight's a good time to come on over. The chat room is open, and the Remix family will make you feel right at home. So now, let me go ahead and give you some directions so you can get yourself right on over and join us in the chat forum tonight. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. Now, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, I want to say welcome to you out there. It's a couple of ways that you can reach us over here in the forum. You can either come on over and chat with us. We'd love that so much. Or you can actually call in and listen as well. And that number is 646-652-2711. That's the number to call, and you can actually join us in the chat. I see the phone lines are filling up as well as the chat line as we get ready to welcome Dr. Aling Bay as he's joining us here in the forum tonight. And we're going to be talking about all things healing. We're also going to be talking about his cruise that he has coming up, him and his lovely queen, and all of the wonderful things that you guys can do on that trip for those of you who are planning to take that trip or maybe you're thinking about taking it. It's going to be a great opportunity to find out about healing, to find out about all of those different things that Dr. Aling Bay talks about, and he's going to be joining us here live in the forum. It's so good to see everyone here tonight. We're going to give some international shout-outs. We're going to get some international shout-outs tonight. I see the Remix family. I see you guys all in the house tonight. Let's go ahead and give our international family a big shout-out who's listening here tonight. Big ups to the UK, who always holds it down and is listening. Canada as well. Indonesia in the house. Jamaica in the house. Egypt in the house. Finland is listening tonight. We also have Trinidad and Dominican Republic listening out there in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, South America, Argentina, Philippines is listening tonight, which is awesome. And also we have Germany, Guyana listening, India, France, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and the Netherlands. So we have listeners from all over the world, not to mention those of you who are on the East Coast, sort of kind of bunkering yourselves down for the storm that's coming through, Storm Nemo that's coming through, want to give a big shout out to all of you guys listening from all across the world and everywhere listening in on the remix. It's so good to have you guys here in the house tonight and have you guys listening to us live in the remix tonight. Well, we're going to start out the show tonight, and the first thing I want to say is I just want to kind of give a big shout out to all of you out there who I had readings with this week. We had an amazing week of readings, lots of breakthroughs coming through in all the sessions, from the holistic sessions, the Akashic Record reading, God Goddess, Baby Lotus, all of the readings. They have been amazing, and I really have enjoyed connecting with each and every one of you from all over the world. And so it is just good to have you guys in the house. We got a lot of new listeners out there. So we've been getting all of your emails and everything from everyone out there who's listening and everything that is going on. And it's just been wonderful to have you guys in the house tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and welcome Dr. Ali Bay to the forum tonight. You're live in the remix, everyone. Hold on 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, you guys. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of music here just to kind of get us going. Let's see. Let's see what we're going to listen to here. Let's see here. We're going to play one of my favorite songs. And so I want everybody to get up, get ready to move themselves around, dance a little bit. If you've been sitting at home, this is a great time to get up and kind of move your body.
Play your
All right, everyone. That was I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers, one of my favorite songs. I want to say peace and greetings to you guys all out there. Thank you so much for joining me here live in the forum tonight as we welcome Dr. Aileen Bay as he gets ready to join us. He's certainly not a stranger to the Remix family. And to any of you guys, and it's good to see everyone in the house tonight. It's good to see everyone in the house. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you want to listen on the phone lines, that's the number. Or you can come on over and join us in chat. Let's go ahead and welcome Dr. Aileen Bay to the forum. Peace and greetings to you, Dr. Aileen Bay.
Greetings. Peace to everyone.
Peace and greetings. It's so good to have you come on the Remix and share with us tonight and have you here. I want you to start out. We have a lot of new listeners who are listening from all over the world. And just let everyone know about your mission, your work, and just everything that you're doing and what you have going on.
Well, me and my lovely wife have www.draaileenlbay.com, in which that is our new website, in which that we have everything on the science of healing, on Moorish history, African culture, as well as also information dealing with business opportunities, as well as also the chance in order for us to actually help our brothers and sisters out if they need bills to be paid and so forth and so on. So we have even a program set up for that. So we also have herbs in which that I'm also a master herbalist. So we have our own herbal products in which that we have. And just various assortment of different information and knowledge is there. So that's www.draaileenlbay.com.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. And lots of goodies can be found over there about all of your healing work that you've done, all of your Moorish science work that you have there, as well as the Healing Wings Institute. So let's talk about what you've been up to lately.
Well, number one is our conference, Healing Wings, 2013 United Washita Conference Cruise to the Pyramids to Cozumel, which is in Mexico. It's going to be a 5-night and 4-day cruise to the Olmec Mayan Peninsula of Cozumel, Mexico. And we're going to be leaving from Fort Lauderdale. It's going to be March 1st through the 25th, and it's all-inclusive. And we have various rooms available, the balcony room interior, the ocean view, interior room. We have the ocean view and the balcony ocean view. So we have three different, rooms in which that a person can occupy and reserve. Matter of fact, the reservation number is 1-800-465-3595. That's 1-800-465-3595. And the reservation name is Washita or either El Bay. And the group ID number is 688-4345. That's 688-4345. And everybody have a chance in order to get on board. As long as they have rooms up to March 20th, everyone can come. Be there before 2:30. Matter of fact, be there at 1:30 that afternoon, and come on and join us. It's going to be a very exciting trip, a trip of the lifetime, actually, because we're going to go to the Olmec Mayan ruins and pyramids and do our own research, our own archaeological research.
Peace. Greetings. Right. Are you still there? Are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all was able to hear me or not, though.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so We also have our book, in which that is out, which is called The First World Order. We have another one coming out called The Blueprint to Great Health, as well as another one we have coming out, in which that's going to be dealing with the mysticism between Benjamin Banneker and Prince Hall, if they are one and the same person. So that's going to be something in which that is going to be, you know, dealing more into the historical information. So, this is what we've been dealing with here lately, as well as also holding our classes every Sunday and Tuesday on the science of healing from the Healing Wings Institute. And we've been dealing with Qigong, Tai Chi, Reiki, Pranic Healing, all the energy modalities, as well as also metaphysics, history, magic, setting up your altars, and how to tap into the ancestral energies, astral plane projection, soul travel, so forth and so on. We're going into it. We're not holding nothing back. Everything is out there now. As well as also, we have our law classes every Monday and Thursday. And both classes, whether it's the healing or the law, would be held at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every during those particular days. So for the healing is Sundays and Tuesdays, and for the law is Monday and Thursdays.
Beautiful, beautiful. And all of this can be found on your website to sign up for the classes, to find out everything about the trip, to find out about all the different healing, everything that you have going on.
Yes, yes, it's there. Matter of fact, on Healing Wings Institute, if you click onto the site after you go onto the Dr. Ali Mel Bay, you will see the flyer and the information which that we offer, as well as also being initiated into the, once you go through the healing program, we also have another initiation which deals with the indigenous cosmic golden ray order of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a site on there in which that deals with the particular comedic or Sumerian sciences, which is, you know, Egyptian sciences or ancient mystery school system, as well as also you can go to calendar events and up and coming projects and events. We have a button there in order to find out more information about what we're doing, as well as also the cruise flyer.
Beautiful. And so now, because there are so many people listening from all over, I know a lot of the classes that you do offer are online classes as well, too.
Yes,
you
want to
let everyone know how they can attend these classes?
Yes, they are online, and basically we do it through via any meeting or WebEx or GoToMeeting. And what we have done is basically brought the classroom to you at faraway distances. So, of course, we know everyone can't be here in North Carolina, but that's what the Internet is for, the World Wide Web. And so anyone who is interested, they can reach me at healingwingsonline@yahoo.com. That's H-E-A-L-I-N-G. W-I-N-G-S online, O-N-L-I-N-E @yahoo.com. So that's Healing Wings with an S online @yahoo.com. So those who are interested, hit me there on the email and we'll get the information out to you as far as concerning the classes, whether it's healing or whether it's law.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Lots of things going on. Everyone is just really, really sending you out a big welcome for being on the show tonight. Go ahead.
I was saying I appreciate you for having me on. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. Always welcome to have you come on and to share with us. Let's talk about where we are in this particular time, that we're calling 2013. And a lot of the healing that's going on, and how can someone benefit from some of the different healing modalities that you teach for themselves and also just for others in the community?
Well, we're jumping from a 2-strand DNA base to a 12-strand DNA base, and possibly if we do what we need to do, to a 22-base strand DNA. In other words, transform us from a Homo sapien to a Homo Christos, which means to be the same as Christ. In other words, being the abilities of Christ, but also going beyond, as Christ states, you know, within the scriptures, that ye will even do greater things than I. So we get into that point right now. 2012, December the 21st, symbolized the fact of the Mayan calendar not ending per se, but actually giving forth a birth of a new age, in which that is
symbolic
throughout the indigenous cultures as the age of the fifth world, known as the fifth dimension. We know that the first third dimension, as we say, is based on length, width, and height. The fourth dimension is on time or space, which is depth, as well as also the fifth dimension is based on energy. So we're dealing more with energy, and if people listen to quantum physicists such as Michio Kaku, he states specifically that there are solar flares that are now getting ready to bombard the planet Earth between that time of December 21st, 2012, on up into 2013 and beyond, which that can actually knock out the electronic, you know, as well as phones, computers.
And, and all of these things. Phones, computers.
Classes of electronics, exactly.
Right,
and so he states that this time is happening now, and so everything in which that was stated within the Mayan calendar actually correlated to these particular time. And of course, Confucius or who's known as Kung Zhu, stated that may your children be born in interesting times. These are these particular times now. And so with the change of frequency, with the solar flare activity, and this is also one of the reasons why they're working hard at stopping. These corporations are working hard at, through the government, are working very hard at stopping and stagnating the growth of this transition. So they have chemtrails in the sky in which that, of course, if we breathe, has a large amount of aluminum in which that, when it becomes stored in the brain, creates Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, and so forth and so on. You know, as well as also the water we drink has fluoride within it, which causes calcification of the pineal gland, as well as the food in which that we eat has GMOs, which is genetically modified organisms or genetically altered food, in which that, of course, being that these organisms, meaning that they're living, can actually disrupt the frequency or the message codes from the light, and us being melanated beings, us absorbing that light and receiving the proper frequency so that we can jump start into the new age. So these things are put there as distractions and disruptors from the messages in which they're supposed to be receiving from the cosmos as now in this particular age and time.
Right. You know, so, it's interesting, you know, when you talked about, and I just kind of want to speak on this, and if you could speak a little bit more about sort of this new age that we're coming in and just sort of a lot of things that are going on. There was a scientist that was on our show. He actually worked for NASA, and we interviewed the brother, and he came on and last year and talked about those things that they were kind of preparing for. Those were some of the predictions also that I stated is about, you know, really it's going to be a lot of power outages, which we've had last year and this year. And just really just more of this activity affecting these things of electronics. Now, you mentioned about all of this stuff that's happening, but I also know us as people, we're very resilient, and we have been throughout ancient times. What are some of the things that we can do to best align ourselves these things that are going to be happening?
Physically, survival mode we will have to be in. So we would need, of course, the basic elements, food, clothing, and water. Of course, food, water, of course, canned foods will have to be implemented, even though, of course, a lot of us don't want to eat out of cans, but they're easy to store a long time. And we don't know how long that these electronics or, you know, equipment or machines may be out. So it's just to take precaution. You know, of course, bags of beans and rice, as well as also your weapons, such as if you still have, if you have access to guns or, you know, guns with pellets or BBs or archery, you know, bows and arrows or whatever the case may be, up your skills on martial arts, work out, make sure that you have the ability in order to cite particular herbs and plants, fruits.
Right.
You know, matter of fact, we have a website in which that, matter of fact, on the same website, if you go to Herbs and Health, we have the plants, so that you, actual plants, so that you can actually, when you out in the garden, you can actually identify them. So we have the particular herbs, you know, on there, pictures, so that you can actually be able to identify, as I was saying, as well as also, you know, basic herbs that you would need within your survival kit would be alfalfa, cayenne pepper for circulation, as well as also golden seal. Golden seal is one of the most known herbs as far as being able to cure and heal all ailments. You know, echinacea is real good, you know, to remove toxins and waste from the lymphatic system and the circulatory system. You know, so, I mean, dandelion is one of the herbs in which you have all 12 nutrients, you know, nutritive salts for the tissues, blood, and muscles. Comfrey is real excellent for broken bones and fractures. If that, God forbid, if that has, you know, if that happens, you know, of course, you have the herb comfrey in order to help act as a poultice in order to, you know, make into a paste or whatever and put upon the, you know, bones in order to heal it, as well as so it be taken internally. It has 18 amino acids, which, of course, is 20 amino acids, which are the building blocks. And, of course, our bodies only make approximately, without, you know, food, that is about maybe 8 of them. So, you know, of course, this helps with that process. So the various herbs you definitely will have, you know, have to have your hands on. You know, as well as also.
And how safe, I was going to say, how safe would these herbs be given the fact of the chemtrails and all of these different things going on? Do you think that that's going to be a deciding factor? And if so, if we could still eat it and use it then, how will that impact us?
Right. Well, the thing is that it has aluminum. You know, that's what is within. The chemtrails, aluminum, and barium. But the thing is that plants are intelligent beings also, so they get rid of the things just like we do in access, which that we do not need, you know.
Right.
So things most of the times might go into the soil, but like, for example, we have alfalfa in which that the roots go 30 feet into the ground.
Yes.
You know, so we have herbs in which that the roots go so far deep. Like, for example, aloe ferox, those roots go 90 feet into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very nutritious, you know, regardless of what is happening on the surface, you know.
Right.
So we can still utilize these things, especially the particular roots, you know, such as dandelion root and so forth and so on. You know, these things can still be utilized, you know, regardless of what is happening, and the transition can still be done. Matter of fact, we are getting reports now that even though they are dropping the chemtrails and things, that people are adapting to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I believe we have adapted to it,
Right, people are adapting to it. People are not getting sick like they were before, maybe when they was coming out, you know, because of the chemtrails. They might get nauseated, have dizziness or headaches or migraines and, you know, and so forth and so on. Or some people, when it's in a severe state, catches what's called Magellan, which is something similar to like the flesh eating bacteria disease, you know, from these particular chemtrails.
Yeah.
They have analyzed it and seen that there was bacterial spores within it also. So that means that they're also practicing germ warfare. So
right.
The thing is that as long as we are doing certain things, for example, this is what the science of healing is about, with practicing the Qigong and the Tai Chi and the Reiki and the Pranic healing. Besides for oxygen, even though, you know, that is one of the major elements on the periodical chart, the eighth element.
Yeah.
Has eight protons, eight neutrons, eight electrons. But metaphysically, when you go into the Kabbalah and you study geomantria or numerology, 888 is the meaning of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the numeral for Jesus Christ is 888. So
actually,
it symbolizes oxygen. But it's not oxygen in which that we think that we are just breathing, because there's another element behind oxygen that is backing oxygen, which is called prana or chi or ki energy. And so you practice these particular exercises, regardless of the oxygen factor, what your major goal is to absorb prana or chi or ki energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know that the oxygen content at one time used to be higher. Like, for example, 65 million years ago, we know that the oxygen content of the planet was more like 35%. Now it's down to 21%. All right? Matter of fact, during that time period, we was actually giants walking the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Found skeletons of giants to the size of 36 feet tall.
Yes.
All right. So we have shrunk dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are, and that's based on the oxygen content. But guess what? There's an element in which that eliminates the heavy metals from out the body of aluminum, mercury, and so forth, so on. It's called hydrogen peroxide. 8% through 35% food grade.
The food grade hydrogen peroxide, yes. Excellent, yes.
Exactly. So if we are taking that on a daily basis, we won't have to worry about the particular ailments, you know, because what this does is put oxygen into your cellular structure to continue with the course of what's supposed to be transpiring right now, and as you graduate from Homo sapiens sapiens to Homo Christos, regardless of everything that they're doing, because these are feeble attempts, the fluoride in the water, the chemtrails in the air, the GMOs in the food, all these are feeble attempts in order to stop the process of your DNA developing from 2 strands to 12 and eventually 22 strands DNA human being.
So let's talk about this, because you're bringing up some really good points, and I want everyone to understand the importance of having chi, having this energy move through us. Because really, when it comes to different diseases, different ailments that we have, whenever you have a deficiency in chi moving through your body, particularly your lungs and your spleen, you're going to have all kinds of things happen. And so talk about that so everyone can understand what the food grade the peroxide does for the body in helping you absorb this oxygen, and then what the oxygen needs to do within the body.
Right. Well, being that we just broke down the signs of the eighth element on the periodical chart, being 8 protons, 8 neutrons, 8 electrons, which is 888. And, of course, within geomancy and numerology, like we said, that is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What that means is that by absorbing more oxygen, which is pranachic energy, you're actually absorbing and put more Jesus Christ into you. So breath affects the whole body. It affects the nervous system, the digestive system, muscles, sleep, energy levels, concentration, and memory, and much more. So breathing is one of our largest systems for waste removal. 70% of the waste produced within the body is supposed to be removed by breathing.
Yes.
20% by the skin, and 10% remaining by the kidneys and the digestive system. But we think that it'll be good pee and a good shit, that it's over. We done eliminated all the waste that we need, and that is erroneous.
Right.
That is a fallacy. 70% of the waste is supposed to be removed by breathing. So we have to learn how to get back into being deep breathers and not shallow breathers. So there's various exercises in which that we can go into, which is like one is called the deep abdominal breathing, which is called Dantian breathing, in which that we can sit or stand, you know, and as long as our spine is straight, if we're standing, then, of course, our pelvis is tilted forward slightly, our knees are slightly bent, and we will breathe in and out through the nose, and we will inhale and visualize a golden ball of energy like a small sun growing in your lower abdomen, which is right at the navel chakra, you know, which is known as our Dantian. And as we exhale, we will visualize the golden ball intensifying its glow. Then with each breath, we will see the light growing brighter and brighter, and we will do this 36 times, you know, in the beginning stages. Then you can practice up to 10 minutes, ideally, throughout the day. And what this does is recharge your internal battery, you know what I'm saying? What we actually are, we are a battery. That's why if you go to the store and get a pack of batteries, it says on there, alkaline.
Yes.
Okay, well, what makes the battery alkaline? What makes water alkaline? It's the pH of the of the water. It's the pH within the battery. It's the pH in your physical body. What do pH mean? pH means power hydrogen. So if you're taking hydrogen peroxide, what it does is put more oxygen into your body, in which that jumpstarts your system and begins to be able to give you the catalyst in order to absorb more light, in order to absorb more of that prana or chi energy. Remember, hydrogen is the first element on the periodical chart. The primary source of energy being cast off from the sun is hydrogen.
Yes.
But here you are taking it in liquid form because you are an aquatic being. 75% of your physical body is water. So to stimulate that water, it must be in a higher pH balance, and that's hydrogen peroxide in which that would do that for you. So 8% food grade will actually give more light into the cellular structure. So bringing more prana or chi or ki energy, which is known as within Christianity as the Holy Spirit, into you, which hence to Jesus Christ or Christ consciousness, because Jesus actually symbolizes the science of breath or the word made flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. All of that was talking about the breath itself. That's why God breathed into the nostrils of man to make man a living soul. So if you want to connect with God, then you must do it through the breath. That's why Jesus said the only way to see the Father is but by me. I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
So that's the medium, is the science of breath. In order to suppress your lower nature or merge it into your higher nature, in order to activate your pineal gland where God resides at, which is your divine soul.
Okay.
So these are the keys, and the more you absorb more prana, more chi, more energy into your system, into through your melanocytes acting as black holes, and this energy is flowing through you and it's being stored within three particular areas: your lower dantian, which is your navel chakra; your mid dantian, which is your heart chakra; and your upper dantian, which, you know, within Christianity is the upper room. You know, they love talking about the upper room, but they don't even know what it is. But it's the third eye.
The third eye, yeah.
Right. When the energy is stored at your lower dantian, it extends your life force, longevity, immortality.
Yes.
When it's the heart, love, compassion. When it's stored at the third eye, high IQ, intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn how to store the prana within these three particular locations in order to get the desired result. So if I'm trying to work magic, then I will have to make sure that I'm absorbing prana within my third eye 36
yeah.
times in order to be able to focus on what I'm getting ready to do. If I'm practicing tantra with my loved one, then I will have to make sure that I'm going to put prana within my heart in order to expand the love element at that heart chakra. If I'm going
yeah.
to, if I'm working out and I'm doing Qigong or Tai Chi and doing various other energy modalities, then I will make sure that I have enough energy stored into my lower dantian at my navel chakra or right below it.
Beautiful. We are live with Dr. Aline Bay here in the forum, speaking here tonight about breath and how important that is. Share with everyone, because there's so many different things that we can buy out on the market. I know you have some products that really can help people achieve this, and let them know how they can actually get these particular products.
Right. Well, if you go to our website, the various herbs in which that you will be able to purchase, of course, would be alfalfa, aloe vera, bee pollen, black cohosh, black walnut, burdock, casa nigrata, chamel, catnip, cayenne pepper, chaparral, chickweed, oh boy, comfrey, damiana, dandelion, don quai, echinacea, eye bright, garlic, fenugreek.
Oh, wow.
Et cetera. Garlic, golden seal, ginseng, guadacola, hawthorn berry, hops, horsetail, Irish moss, what is known as moss, kelp, bladder rack. You know, so everything, you know, from A to Z of herbs, you'll be able to purchase from us for a low nominal price, as well as also hydrogen peroxide. We have a video on there for 8% full grade, and it shows you that it's a one-minute cure for basically every ailment in which that is plaguing man, whether it's from AIDS, HIV, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, et cetera. That's what it does. It's put more light into your cellular structure, more oxygen. You know, a few of us breathe deep enough in order to oxygenize the blood, so it helps with that process. As well as also I have some various breathing techniques in which that we can go over a little bit later, in which that
deals
getting that, you know, getting the oxygen into the blood.
Yes, because it is important to get the oxygen into the blood. And when it's not there, then it can cause, like you said, all of these ailments that are there. Talk to us a little bit about those classes and what are some of the things that you help people with, your classes that you have. I know you teach Reiki. I know you, and it's particularly your healing classes.
Right. Well, what Reiki is, is what is known as universal life force energy, and there's four symbols in which that we normally deal with, unless, you know, when we're dealing with Ushi Reiki, which is Ushi, Makoto Ushi was the rediscoverer or founder of this beautiful system coming from, supposedly from out of Tibet, in which that he utilized within Japan and taught several students about 15 years ago. In order to even become a Reiki master, it cost $10,000.
Yeah, it was a lot,
Nowadays, it don't cost that. And we can actually take you through the course of Reiki 1, 2, and 3, you know, to become a Reiki master for, you know, and, you know, basically we take you through all the energy modalities actually over a three-month span. You know, so Reiki is just one in which that deals with Ushi Reiki, but we also have Shekko Reiki, Tibetan Reiki, in which that I'm a master teacher within all three of those particular branches of Reiki. You know, so they all stem from Makoto Ushi, who was the rediscoverer of the Reiki system, but actually is derived from Palms Healing, in which that comes from out of China and Tibet, and prior to that, within the Indo-Kush, part of the Yogi system of hands-on healing. And prior to that, from ancient Egypt, what is known as, you know, Kemet or Temeria, in which that basically dealt with the science of Ampu. Ampu, you would see, as upon the corpse of Osar, who was his father. And basically, it was symbolic to him resurrecting his father. He was the resurrection principle, you know. Matter of fact, within the Hebrew script or Judaism, you know, he becomes Azazel, which is the angel of death, you know. So when you go into these particular sciences, this is what you'll be learning, as well as also, like we said, with the four symbols, of course, you have Choku Ray, which that deals with the physical. So any physical problems, you would use that symbol. You have Seiheki, in which that deals with the emotional body. You have Hansha Shishonen, in which that deals with the mental body, as well as also distant healing. And you have the last, which is the master symbol, which is Dekomeo, in which that helps with, basically, it sums up all of the other symbols all into one, you know. And there's several versions of that. So this is actually what's going on, you know, with these various symbols, you know. And they can be used, and they can be used in order to ward off transfer of energy. That's actually what they're there for, to stop the transfer of energy. For example, if you watch the shaman healing techniques within the movie Green Mile, when Michael Duncan played John Coffey, you know, who was actually JC, which is Jesus Christ. So they, you know, Stephen King, he had to dumb down this character, but it still came through, and that's why actually he ended up getting hit by a truck not too soon after that, making of that movie, and they wanted to kill him for exposing that science, you know, that that movie was dealing with Jesus Christ. And, of course, you know, in the movie, John Coffey, he absorbed the people's powers, you know, in the sense of the disease, you know what I'm saying? So he absorbed the ailments, you know, through his powers. And he had to cast off the disease through the science of breath. And it's right there in the movie.
Yes.
You know, he would breathe in the toxins and the poisons of the other person, and then he would breathe out, in which that, when it comes out of his mouth, it came out in, like, you know, gnats or flies, you know, when it came out of him.
Yes.
You know, symbolic to something in which that was rotten, you know. So that's what that was all symbolic to, you know. And that actually was a Tibetan, that actually is real. That is actually a Tibetan way of absorbing energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's energy or whether it's in getting rid of toxins, you know. Matter of fact, there's a practice in which that you would get up early in the morning with your legs crossed and look at the sun, and you would actually absorb the rays of the sun as you inhale, and then circulate the energy down the spine to the tip. And then as you exhale, it will come up the front channel, which is called your conceptual vessel, or mm-hmm. channel up the front of the body, or what is also referred to as a functional channel, and it will come up and spew out the mouth, and you would imagine black or dark gray smoke, or in this sense, like John Coffey, gnats or flies, you know, coming out. And that would be actually the removal of the waste and the toxins and the poisons within your own system. And this was a healing technique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Stephen King actually took that from the Tibetan healing techniques, and he applied it within that movie in order to show you that this that the black the black man is God, hence Jesus
right.
Christ.
Right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think this is a good time for us to maybe do one of those breathing exercises that you can take everybody through.
All right. Well, this is basically what's known as the holy breaths, and there's about five of them which that I do on a daily basis, in which that, like we were saying, few of us breathe deeply enough in order to oxygenate the blood. So these following breathing vibratory exercises are highly concentrated to drive the oxygen into the bloodstream, befitting the nerves, the muscular, and the glandular systems. So these exercises actually, you will receive the equivalent to 2.5 to 3 hours of activity. For example, if you did very active, you know, active exercise such as aerobics or etc.
Right.
This is how it is going to feel, but it's going to be internal. So the first thing we would do is what is known as what benefits the lungs, I'm going to start first with what benefits the liver and the spleen, since that's what we was talking about earlier.
Right.
All right, so we know that it has over 500 functions in the body, and of course you take the letter R off the word liver, you have the word les. So the liver is the major detoxifier of the body. So what we do is sit with our back straight, no curves in the spine. We would take in a deep breath, full breath in through the nostrils. Hold your breath for about 6 seconds. Drop your head back gently, and then bring your head forward, expelling the breath through the nostrils in a strong manner. And you would do this 10 times. Okay? So, once again, we would breathe in deep. So, let's say we breathe in for a count of 6. Drop your head back. Hold your breath. Bring it forward, expelling out for 6 in a strong manner. So, it's like. Okay, and what that does is benefit the liver and the spleen. Of course, we know that the spleen deals with the manufacturing of the blood. So that breath particularly taps right into sending oxygen and driving oxygen right into the manufacture of the blood, the spleen. And, of course, the liver is what we use in order to detox and remove waste and toxins and poison from the body. Another one is basically what benefits the heart. And we said we would close the right nostril, take a deep breath in through the left nostril, close both nostrils, and hold your breath as long as it's comfortable. Then let the breath out through one half of the right nostril slowly. And this is highly concentrated, so you only do it 3 times only. So we will begin. Breathe in. hole. Out through one half of the right nostril, slowly. Again. Out. Out. So we did what benefits the liver, the spleen, and the heart. We're going to go into what benefits the thyroid and the parathyroid glands. Once again, we sit with our back straight. Use the same technique with the thumb of the right hand. Close the right side of the nose. Take a deep breath in through the left nostril. Close both nostrils for a few seconds, then open the right nostril halfway, and then let the breath out slowly. So it's the exact same thing, except this time we're going to alternate or reverse the order. So we're going to also do the left side of the nose, take a deep breath in through the right nostril, and then close both for a few seconds, and then open halfway the left nostril and breathe out. So we're going to alternate 5 times in between each one, so that would be 10 times. So 5 each nostril. So let's begin. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Alternate. Breathe in now through your right. Hold. Out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Hold. Out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Hold. Breathe out through the left, slowly. Breathe in through the left. Hold. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the left. Hold. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Hold. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Hold. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Hold. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Hold. Breathe out through the left. Okay. So we've done the exercises in which that benefits the liver, the spleen, the heart, the thyroid gland, and the parathyroid glands. Now let's go to the lungs. And just get rid of stale air within the lungs. Also gets down into the right and the left lobes, down at the bottom of the lungs. There's five lobes on the right, four lobes on the left. We're going to take in a deep breath through the left nostril. Close both nostrils, expelling quickly or out through the mouth with the ha sound. All right? And then we alternate and do the procedure on the other side. And we do this 10 times, so 5 times each nostril. So we breathe in. Through the left nostril, hold it, out through the mouth, breathe in through the right nostril, hold it, out through the mouth, breathe in through the left. Hold it. Breathe in through the right. Hold it. Breathe in through the left. Hold it. Breathe in through the right. Hold it. Breathe in through the left. Hold it. Breathe in through the right. Hold it. Breathe in through the left. Hold it. Okay, so we did all the major organs in the body, the lungs, the liver, the heart, the spleen, the thyroid gland, parathyroid glands, as well as also this last one is going to be for the brain. All right, which is all the glands, of course, the thalamus gland, the hypothalamus gland, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. And what you would do is simply breathe in, put your head back, and then expel with the E sound. E. Breathe in through both nostrils. Head tilt back. As it comes forward, E sound. E. Last one. Breathe in through both nostrils. Head tilt back. Head move forward. E. After you just practiced that?
Ooh, beautiful. I feel amazing. How about exactly. You guys out there? Dr. Aileen Day, you guys, in the form, loving to share. yes, that's a yes for everyone. They feel amazing. Beautiful.
And this is just,
you guys.
Mm-hmm. This is just a little of the techniques out of the hundreds and thousands of techniques that we teach in class.
Beautiful, beautiful. You guys, if you haven't taken some of those classes by Dr. Aileen Day, you definitely want to do that. It's nothing more important than to keep the mind, the body, and the spirit really just keeping those things elevating is just to keep the breath moving and definitely learning from Dr. Aileen Day and just all of his modalities that he teaches. So get yourself over to Healing Wings Institute, and You can find out about all the good things. If there's a trip out there that you were thinking about taking, and, you know, hey, and you can jump on board and you can actually do that really, really quick, and just go over to www.draalingbay.com, and you can find out about all the trips, all the classes, and all the herbs and all the healing things to just really kind of keep you evolving yourself as you continue to do your work. Beautiful. Love it. Beautiful. I think it's great. I definitely know that there's a lot of callers that have questions for you. So we can actually take this time now, if you would like, Dr. Alingbay, to take a few questions from callers and have them call in and to ask some questions. This is a great time for you guys to call in to ask questions. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines if you have a question for Dr. Alingbay. So we're going to go to the phone lines, but I also want you to let people know that you also have a radio show as well on Blog Talk Radio, to give that out, the date and time that you do broadcast your shows as well.
Right. I will broadcast this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on and check us out. We there dropping everything from science of healing to herbology to Reiki, Pranic Healing, Tai Chi, Qigong to Illuminati, conspiracy, slash, et cetera. We there. We got everything. You know, we're going to every. You know, it's nothing and nowhere that we won't go. So the thing is that we're about the divine science of life and figuring out what's really going on with us here on planet Earth.
Yes, beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to go through the phone lines and take some questions as well, too. And we're going to go to the caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, peace. How y'all doing, Miss Blue? Brother Bay?
Peace. Greetings.
Yeah, this is Stevie Lee. I'm calling from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
All right.
All right. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. Really am. I just have one quick question for the brother. You mentioned about the dandelion roots. Right. Yeah, during the spring in my area, there'll be lots of dandelion growing around here. And I was wondering, is this the same dandelion? Is the dandelion that looks like a little miniature sunflower?
Exactly, that's it.
That's it. Is it a process? I mean, can I use those? I mean, is it a process, a technique that, you know, that I can harvest those? And
right. Well, the technique is that actually during the springtime, you can actually get the leaves off of the dandelion and wash them and actually eat it as a salad.
Okay.
You can also pull up the dandelion, of course, with permission after you explain to it that you want to utilize it in order for healing. And you can actually utilize the roots, cut up the roots, you know, into a powder, or either just make it into a tea.
Okay.
And what dandelion does, basically what dandelion does is that it basically acts as a tonic, you know, to the whole system. You know,
okay.
It destroys acid in the blood. And like I said earlier, it has all 12 nutritive blood salts, so all 12 of them, in which that is recognized as a great blood builder and purifier. It actually acts as a blood cleanser, you know, to your whole body, but also is a liver cleanser. And a matter of fact, it's so mild, you know, that even babies and children can actually drink the tea.
So if, I can actually use the leaves.
Yeah,
as
you can
like
use the leaves. You can use the roots. The dandelion roots is real excellent in order to boil into a tea.
Okay. Do I need to let the roots like dry out anything?
So you can you can let the roots dry out for a few days, about 3 to 7 days. As well as also, but the leaves you can actually, which is the bottom part, the green leaves, you can actually take those off, you know, right then and there, wash them with some lemon juice and water, and then actually eat that as a salad.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Right, and what it does is, like a person with high blood pressure, it will lower the blood pressure. It acts as a blood purifier, like I said, for those who have gallbladder issues such as gallstones, get rid of that gout, it get rid of that diabetes, problems with the kidneys, liver, pancreas issues, skin problems, spleen problems, just everything. It's real good.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm definitely going to be checking out your website and everything you got to offer. And thanks for the information. You guys have a wonderful night. I'm going to continue to listen.
All right. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hello?
Yes, please. Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
I wasn't expecting to get through. My name is Lakeitha, and this is my first time calling in. I don't have a particular question. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
we hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
We hear you.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, this is, like I said, my first time calling in. I don't have a specific question. I did the breathing, and it was pretty amazing. About halfway through, on the second, we alternated nostrils, my lower abdomen, I felt some heat and some tingling going on, and it kind of went down to my legs. And then I kind of had a little emotions, kind of got a little tearful. I felt like a cleansing, happened.
That's exactly what happened. Right.
Yeah.
That's the science of cleansing. And so that's actually what you experience, because that's what those exercises do, is to put more oxygen into the body, into the cells, so that it can release the toxins in the waste, and whether it's emotional waste, whether it's mental waste. Sometimes that happens with the getting teary-eyed and getting emotional, because there's a emotional cleansing in which that is taking place too with those exercises. And the heat, of course, as you're talking about with the dantian, that's the whole science, is to be able to store the energy into your navel chakra. So that's actually what you was doing. And then when it went down into your legs, what wasn't needed would go back into being grounded into the earth.
All right, okay. Wow, yeah. It was pretty intense. It was more than just tearful. I kind of broke down.
Beautiful.
I was also wondering, Miss Blue, if I could get like a mini reading. Are you doing that tonight?
Well, not actually tonight. We're not really doing that, but I tell you what, just hold the line there. And, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I think you have. I just pulled the card for you really quick from the Kim deck, and Love Begins comes up. So that's a really, really good energy around you for Love Begins, which has to do with all of this new relationship energy that you're entering into.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
I'll take that.
Oh, that's okay. I'm gonna keep the rest to myself. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 205. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 205.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Blue. I forgot to. This is Stevie Lee from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm sorry, I forgot to.
Okay, yeah, you touched one again. That's fine.
Oh, sorry.
Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 540. We're going to put 540 on hold, and we're going to continue to keep talking here and sharing more information about everything. I want to talk about some of the different classes that you have, Dr. Aling Bay, and talk about the cruise, because what a lot of people can do is, if they're interested in maybe going on the cruise, find out about how they can also take a class and get some certification while they're going on the cruise too. So let's talk about that.
All right. Well, the certification is within pranic healing. You do become a pranic master. We go through Reiki, pranic healing 1, 2, and 3. 3 is the advanced stages in which that you would use energy projection. So you would use the various colors of the rainbow in order to be projected upon the individual or person in which that is being healed. So you would, like, for example, if the person has low energy, then you would project the color red upon them in order to help re-energize them. But you wouldn't keep the red there too long. You want to balance it out with the color green, in which that deals with the science of healing, in which that green is abundance. You know, and when it deals with abundance, it deals with revitalization, rejuvenation, re-energizing. So you would want to make sure that you have those two colors on deck. If you're dealing with someone who needs to be re-energized, if they have, you know, fatigue problems or issues, if they have autoimmune, you know, problems or issues.
Right.
And, of course, you know, even just someone who's working 2 and 3 jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet and they just always tired, then that colors or those particular colors can be utilized for that. A person who has high blood pressure would need the color blue to help open up that area. Blue deals with the color with the thyroid gland, and the thyroid glands has been associated particularly with problems with high blood pressure, as well as also the kidneys. So you also use the color orange. So those are the two colors in which that you would use in order to project upon the person who has high blood pressure. A person who has heart issues would be the color pink and the color green, all right, in order to help them with those particular issues. A person who has head issues would be the color indigo and the color violet, and well as also overall color would be white and gold, all right? You know, purple can also be used in that mix. So we be, in the advanced levels of pranic healing, you learn how to project colors onto a person in order to heal them. As well as also in pranic healing, you actually tap into their auric field. Like, for example, the average person's auric field extends 3 feet outside of the body. So you will walk about 3 feet into the body and begin to start feeling with their auric field. Where their auric field begins at, and you would go in, you know, from coming from a down, from an up and down motion, you begin, you know, feel for leaks and holes within the auric field.
Yes.
All right? And sometimes you can feel attachments of entities, you know, or the negative thought forms attached to the auric field. All right? And there's certain symbols in which that you can use in order to eliminate them. One is within Reiki, which is Hashishishonin. And what you can do is begin to start sealing up the leaks in the hole, so you will redistribute cool energy to the hot areas and hot energy to the cool areas and begin to balance out the auric field. Then you will walk in into the health field, which is about foot and a half inside the auric field. And then you can walk into even closer to about the ethereal field, which is the lower astral, which is right over top of the body, about 1.5 to 2 inches above the physical body. And you can actually scrape from the top of the head down to the feet and cast off bioplasmic energy, negative bioplasmic energy. And you, if you have a plant, or if you have water, or particularly if you have salt within it, then you can cast off these particular bioplasmic congestions into the plant or into the water. And, of course, if it's water and salt, then the salt eliminates the negative energy. Or if it's just water, then you will make sure that you flush it or cast it down the drain, or better yet, cast it outside, you know, into a tree, near a tree, you know, and ask for the tree in order to balance out those energies, because, of course, within nature, the tree has a biosymbiotic balance with us. It produces oxygen. We take in oxygen. We give off carbon dioxide. It takes in carbon dioxide. So,
I call it chaos water, and I feed it to the trees often. I'll do a meditation and just kind of send the energy down out through the bottom of my feet and then take that water as a blessing and give it to the plant.
Right.
Beautiful exchange there. Let's do this. You guys, this is a great time. You have Dr. Aline Bay on the phone, or you can call in. You can ask him questions. So if you have questions about your health, if you want to know more about maybe something you're studying, want to know more about, this is a great time for you to have him sort of one-on-one. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know that you do have a question and you want to ask him a question. This is a great chair that we have here tonight. And so all of these things people can learn when they're on the cruise, when they're cruising, they can learn this and they can also get certified at the same time. And you guys are leaving in March, which is right around the corner, and they can find out details about how much the rooms cost, where to send their down payment, how to make reservations, and so they can get on board.
Right. Well, we're leaving from basically what is known as the Royal Caribbean or Liberty of the Sea. And basically it's going to be March the 21st through the 25th. So for 5 days, we will be going over indigenous information. So we will be dealing with history, culture, as well as also with the science of healing, herbology. So we will be going to all of the energy modalities in the whole system. Everything we will be definitely going into, so we're not going to leave any stone unturned. We'll have a fantastic time. The second night is going to be the ball, in which that everyone is invited in order to come, and we're going to enjoy ourselves and get down, you know. So we have every activities. We're going to be having an agenda set up. So for speakers, we have special guests in which that are coming, you know. Brother Azariah said he was coming, and his divine mate, my Jade, and even Natural Tahuti spoke about the fact that he may come. So we have special guests in which that might be on deck, in which that can also share some other information with y'all concerning the science of healing, magic, tantra, the goddess principle, and so forth and so on. So definitely come and check us out. You know, you don't want to miss this.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you guys, it's still room, so this is a great time if you're interested to definitely reach out. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in now, it looks like, from area code 323, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Emma, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Ms. Blue. Hi, Dr. Aline Bay. How are you doing?
Greetings.
I have a question. Ever since, like, November of 2012, I've been, like, suffering from, like, indigestion, like, heartburn, and, like, no matter, like, what I eat, it seems like it's a little worse than heartburn. Like, I've been eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and it just seems like there's some type of acid in my stomach or something. I have no idea what it is, and I've been to the doctor, and they just said it's probably, like, mild heartburn, but sometimes it gets, like, really bad, and the only way to stop it is if, like, I hit myself on the back or I get my significant other to, like, beat my lower back, and then all of a sudden the pain stops. I'm wondering, do you think you might know what that is or what I can do to help it?
You're right. It's trapped gas within the gastric area. The herb in order for that is fenugreek.
Fenugreek?
Right. F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K. Fenugreek.
Okay.
What it does is act as a intestinal lubricant, and is also fantastic for healing sores and ulcers within the stomach and the intestine tract liner.
Oh, okay. So I can get that at any health food store, herb store?
Yeah, a food store, either go to www.draalinebay.com. Yes.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. Okay, thank you,
you
so
go.
Much.
All right. Also, all another right. herb in which that would be good, in which that acts in, as antacids, is ginger.
Ginger?
Mm, yeah, ginger.
So,
yeah.
Like, I could, like, make, like, a ginger tea or just drink it, juice it and drink it, or
yes,
how
you
would
can,
I
juice it with other, you know, fruits or vegetables, as well as also... in order to remove waste, you can add 3 or 4 teaspoons into your water. It will help get rid of body, the body of waste and toxins by opening up the pores.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the information.
No, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Beautiful. Great question there. So many people deal with that. Now, there are some questions that are in the chat room. And someone asked, how much of the hydrogen peroxide should we drink?
Right. Well, within 4 ounces to 8 ounces, it would be 3 drops. And, of course, if it's more ounces, such as 16 or 21, then you add 3 more to up to a gallon, you would put in 10. All right. Up to 25, depending on how much you think that you can take, but you don't want to exceed that amount. Hydrogen peroxide, full grade,
yeah.
will cleanse you out, mm-hmm. put more oxygen within the cellular structure, removing toxins and poisons and waste from the body.
Yes, and you should start out with a low dose of it. And remember, it's food grade. So
right.
if you guys have any questions about purchasing this, definitely you want to go over to Dr. Aling Bay's website because he sells it there, and you'll be able to get the instructions on how to use it and how to take it. You don't want to just go buy some hydrogen peroxide and start messing around with it. You definitely want to get a food grade, and there's many different ones out there on the market, but you do want to get it from someone who knows. And so, Dr. Aling Bay, you have it on your website as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. If you go to Health and Herbs, we have it right there with a video in which that anyone can watch, in which that deals with the 1-minute cure of hydrogen peroxide, 8% food grade. And we also have 35% food grade, too, in which that can be put within the water, in which that it does the same thing like the ginger, and that's to eliminate waste from the pores.
Mm-hmm. And how does this impact someone if, and I'm getting a couple of questions, if they're, let's say, maybe they are taking some sort of medicine, how does this mix sort of this East meets West testing?
Well,
are they able to do that still?
Well, the medicine in which that you take, you will want to take that 3 hours before or after using hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
The hydrogen peroxide, once again, opens up and put more. What it does is actually open up the cell so it can transfer food, which is a secondary means, or light, which is a primary means, into the cell. So it just opens up the cells in order to be able to receive. So more oxygen, more energy, more light. However, with the medicines in the Western, you know, doctrine, you know, teachings, you know, what is called allopathic medicine, you don't want to take that, you know, directly with the hydrogen peroxide mixed with your water. You want to be able to just drink spring water or well water by yourself and take your medicine. You don't want to use the hydrogen peroxide unless it's 3 hours before, 3 hours after.
Mm, okay, beautiful. All right, wonderful. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in now, it looks like from area code 310. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Dietrich calling from California.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
How you doing, brother?
Greetings, brother. How are you?
Good, good, good. Can you just clarify some things for me?
Yes.
As far as online classes, I see you offering Qigong and Tai Chi. Now,
yes.
Is each one of those sessions $500 each, or do you have a
everything
all
is
one session?
No. Everything is taught within 3 months.
Okay.
So you get the basic foundation of every system within 3 months for $500. So you'll get the basic teachings of Ushi Reiki, Shekin Reiki, Tibetan Reiki, as well as also Pranic Healing 1, 2, and 3, which is the advanced level, as we just finished talking about, as well as Qigong, which is 1, 2, and 3, as well as also Tai Chi.
Yes, sir.
In particular, the system in which that I was taught by my grandmaster, Sunyata Saraswati, who is a 10th degree Dan Black Sash, you know, and he taught us the White Tibetan Crane system of Qigong Tai Chi.
Okay. Now, there's one more question. I'll let you guys keep going. I appreciate your time and everything. Now, you're doing this over Skype, I take it?
Yes, it's over any meeting, but we also have WebEx. So, yes,
okay.
It would be one of those two. And what you would do is just simply send me an email through healingwingsonline@yahoo.com. healingwingsonline@yahoo.com. So healingwingsonline@yahoo.com. Just send us an email and I'll send out the information to you.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a blessed night.
You too,
all right, you too. Peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in. So, Dr. Aling Bay, your classes that you teach, or the class that you teach, it's sort of a combined class where you're really getting all of these different modalities at one. All one. That is amazing. Yes.
Right, you all of them taught within 3 months, because we got to understand is that what was taught to people over a 20-year span is actually the people putting themselves as guinea pigs in order to learn various techniques and methods over the years.
That's
right. It took them 20 years in order to learn these things. We're now within 2013. It won't take us that long. We can do this now within 3 years. It might have took a Qigong master 2 years in order to learn the energy modality, you know, of Qigong, you know, and that's just starting out. But I can actually get you to start feeling Qi within a matter of 2 minutes.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love that. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 512. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, peace. What's going on, Ms. Blue? What's going on, Aleem?
Mike, what
greetings.
Up?
Greetings.
Hey, I was going to see, because Ms. Blue, that one time that I called Brother Panic, and you were like, oh, let's, maybe one time we can hear that song. I'm not talking about Django, but I did have a joint, and Aleem's heard it, and we are working on a joint in the process, just got the instrumental right now, but, I guess that's kind of...
Yes, and for everyone who wants to know what Mike is talking about, is actually my up-and-coming album. We're doing a R&B slash rap album in which that we be dealing with the various sciences in which that we drop here. And we be going to flip it into something in which that you might love and definitely want to listen to. It's called The Last Dragon, the Saga of the Naga, you know, the Saga of the Naga Chronicles. So everyone definitely might be interested in that. And so Brother Mike is going to be on that. Big up to Mike, and for those who listen to my show, they will hear his record being played, or his single being played, which is known as Limitless, in which he speaks about how we only use about 10% of our brain, and he gets into that and how to activate the pineal gland through the song. So that's what he's referring to. And, of course, have my song with my man, my producer, Michael Wortham, known as WMC, in which that we did... called Burning Gates, in which that's me on the last part when we're talking about the return of the ancient ones, the more
return of the ancient ones. Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. So for those who's interested in that, no doubt.
You got it in, Mike.
Yeah, we hitting them from every angle, Ms. Blue. We hitting them from every angle. We can't let nothing know. We got to get you from the music to the herbs to the qigong.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Well, we know that that's powerful for our people, music and drama. So, you know, this is definitely
And also, we got a documentary coming up.
And I was going to be
Black
on
Brother Sarnetta, and that's coming up soon, too. That's going to be big, just like Hidden Colors. And it's going to be me, Brother A. Rashid, and others, in which they're going to be going through this information.
Beautiful.
So we hit them with the drama side, too. So we hit you from every angle.
Yeah. You know, everybody's already asking for a sample of some of the things that's going to be on the album.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, here go one right here.
Return of the Ancient One, the Morris Nagger, the Dragon Rider, breathing fire, generator, operator, destroyer, a self lord, a master, practitioner, a Kama Sutra, instructor, tantra, a Kriya Yoga, the Kundalini, the Resurrector, the Eater, Pingala, Sushuna, the Wicked Seven Chakra, become the Avatar, Muhammad the Conqueror, putting swords to the Jekyll, sing it to the ethers, the Earth Air Fire Bender, the Earth Ruler, usher in the new era. So, yeah, we're going to do it like that right there.
Oh,
Dr. Aline Bay, you guys. They are loving it. They are loving it. Yes.
Yeah, and that's,
wait, you want me to freestyle, Aline?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Hit that up right quick.
All right.
You're going to get some of this moon and Pluto energy here.
All right. Let's see here. I can do your whole part on that, and then I can go to my part. You want me to do that?
Nah, just because my part is too long. Hit your part. Your part is nice.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo. You didn't come here to worship dollars. You came to be a scholar, Allah, and never be a follower. When it comes to this, the master, the mudras, you're just a loser. You don't awaken the Buddha, but you better understand. Instead of hit him with the funky rhythm or something, I give him a stigma to them. They can't even handle to the lyricism. Yo, the spirit's in them. They can't beat me. You can't awaken the kundalini, the seven chakras. We're mad. You mad because you can't enter your avatar? What mad because I got the seven magic dragon balls? Trinidad and I awaken Shenron. You've been on. Strike it right in the tendon. You don't even understand. I combine with the martial arts. No partial flaws. You don't even know this is how I go. Anything got to the effect came from the cause, the master, the laws. Yo, they say nothing rhymes with orange. Well, I guess I gotta hit them with the style that's Moorish. And it goes like that, and my rhymes will flourish. And my style is made way better than yours is. Peace.
Ah, beautiful. Wow, I love it. I love how creative we are as people, and that's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for that.
Peace and love to the Remix fam. Peace and love to Miss Blue, Aline, you know, family right up in here.
Yeah, you might just get me into Harlem mode. All right.
Wow, so you got an album coming out, a movie coming out, books out, tours out.
Oh, everything out. We getting ready to put it all out, exactly.
Just everything, just doing the most.
Exactly.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is really, really beautiful. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys. We're live here with Dr. Aline Bay. In the form. And so he's taking you guys' questions, and everyone's saying they can't wait for the movie, to come out too. So they can't wait. Y'all are so out there. All right. Well, we're going to continue. We're going to keep talking here. We got quite a bit of time to go. I know you guys have questions. Don't just keep hitting me up with questions. I'm not going to read all your questions. You need to press 1 when you get on the phone line if you have a question for Dr. Aline Bay. And so any of those things that you want to call in about, you can do that. So we're going to go back to the phone lines, calling in from area code 414. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue and Dr. Aline, this is Michelle from Milltown up here in Milwaukee.
Okay, greetings
to
you,
Michelle.
Greetings,
hey, Dr. Name. Hey, I wanted to ask you, because you know I'm going on a cruise. What should we be sacrificing or bringing to the ancestors when we get to the pyramids? And then I want to know if we're going to the same pyramids, and I think you pronounce it Teotihuacan, you know, where he had ascending steps going up.
Yeah, you're talking about Chesed. Right, Chichen Itza, right. We're going to Chichen Itza. We're going to either Chichen Itza, Cabal, or Tulum. But we're definitely going to Cozumel, so we're trying to get them in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the step pyramid that you're talking about is actually Chichen Itza, in which that on the March 21st, actually what happens is that the sun travels up the stairway, which is actually in the symbol or the image of serpents or dragons, in which that it travels up, which is symbolic to the two serpents of Christ, known as the Eater and the Pingala, which
which are the two sacral nerves in which that crisscrosses up to the nostrils and to our head, in which that when they reach the pinnacle, which is in the center, the sun actually shines through the central point, and the individual who stands there actually gets a concentration of that electromagnetic energy coming from the sun, hence hydrogen power once again. So pH.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's the key. And so it comes out one side of the serpent, then it goes down the other side of the serpent. So you got to check that out. And that's definitely what we're going to try to get some of that, you know, while we're going on this cruise here. So we will be able to see portions of that when we go to Chichen Itza.
I know when I was on your site, I'm sorry, Ms. Bell, I'll make it quick. When
no,
I was
no,
on
no,
your
no.
site, I saw that the Sister Queen Khadira was saying she's going to bring some gym shoes to, you know, to give to the ancestors or whatever, or some candy or whatever. And so I thought, what should I bring? You know, I want to be
well,
successful too.
No, it based on now, you got to understand is that the Olmecs had a deity by the name of Ish, or known as Balaam, who was known as the opener of the way, in which that would be the equivalent to Ishu Elegba, or Legba, which
okay.
is the opener of, in other words, the Lord of the four crossroads, or the crossroads. So you would want to definitely bring probably something similar to that. In this case, Ish, or Balaam, was the symbol of a jaguar, the cat deity.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Right.
Okay.
So you would definitely want to bring something similar to that. They also had another god in which that was called Ishtel, in which that is which was actually part of Quetzalcoatl and Kukulcan and Gutamas, in which that actually was known as the black god, all right,
mm-hmm.
in which that also symbolized the head deity, in which that would be reminiscent to Amen or Amen-Ra, the hidden god, you know, in ancient Egypt.
I'm definitely excited about this, but I just want to tell you right now, I'm planning on eating on the ship, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to have to come to the breathing classes to get the
right,
poison
right.
out.
Right, ain't nothing wrong with that. We're going to work that out.
All right, then, brother. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Peace and love to you. Definitely going to have to hear the excitement in the sister's voice for going on the trip. It's going to be amazing there, and especially to be able to go and have your tour guide to be Dr. Aileen Bay, which is going to be even more exciting because a lot of times when you take these trips, you don't really get to see it from the perspective like you really want to look at things. So, you know, this is really, really great. Some questions in the chat room that are coming up, people want to know, do you need to have a passport in order for them to take this?
If you have a passport, that's fine, but you do not need one. If you have your birth certificate and a state ID or federal ID, then that is all you need.
There you go. There you go. So I think we got some people who want to jump on board.
Well, please do. Come and jump. And we're going to jump off board into them pyramids.
That's it. That's going to be beautiful. You guys definitely take a lot of pictures as you get there and really get to experience what it feels like. To go through those very, very sacred sites where black is on top, which we know we are on top now. So, all right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get in the phone lines. I know you guys are trying to call in. I think we have some people from Saudi Arabia trying to get in on the phone lines. But press 1, try to call in on the phone lines. You can also Skype in as well. If you're on the phone lines, I do need you to press 1 so I know that you're there and you have a question for Dr. Aileen Bay, because this is a great share that we're having here tonight, covering so many different things and having so much fun. I see a lot of you are already preparing yourself or planning to go on the trip, so this is a great time to get over to the website. You want to find out more information, you can do that, www.DrAileenBay.com, and then just click on current events and you can find out about the cruise, all the classes, everything that's going to be going on. It's a great time of year to be there to really just feel that energy and feel it in a powerful way. So what else do you want to share with us, Dr. Aileen Bay, that you're working on? It's so many things that you're working on, but what else would you like to share with us about the times that we're in and some of the things that we can continuously do to get ourselves prepared physically, spiritually, and, you know, just mentally for things to come?
Okay. Well, we know that there's certain things in which that we can do. For example, we have the 12 pair of cranial nerves within the brain, in which that sits around the pineal gland. Of course, that is symbolic to Revelation, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse, where it speaks about around the throne was 4 and 20 seats, and upon that seats I saw 4 and 20 elders sitting, you know, clothed in white raiments, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. That is symbolic to those 12 pair of cranial nerves. 12 times 2, of course, is 24. And, of course, you have the optic nerve, the oculomotor nerve, the triclinial nerve, the trigeminal nerve, the abdominal nerve, the facial nerve, the vestibular, corticolidial nerve, and the glossofaciocinial nerve is the vagus nerve, as well as also the hypoglossal nerve and accessory nerve. Those are the 12 pair of cranial nerves in the brain. What happens that when you electrify those areas by bringing up the kundalini into that particular area, in which that can be done through various breath techniques, what happens is that you illuminate the third ventricle, what is known as the cave of Brahman, all right, which is actually the same cave in which they say that Jesus actually was born in. If you get the older Gnostic scripts, or what is known as the Apocryphas, or the Forgotten Books of the Bible, and the Lost Books of the Bible, and the Forgotten Books of Eden, as it is called. So you will have that information in there. All of that is symbolic. So like in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and in this thing in time, these are the gifts in which that is talking about. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brother, I would not have you ignorant. Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And so it says all these diversities of operation, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now, I'm not going to get too biblical here, but all of this is connected. So this is the only reason why I'm saying it. It says, for the one who is spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, by the same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning the spirits, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and another the interpretation of tongues. So these are the gifts in which that you get or receive with the illumination of your particular seven chakras, and as the energy comes up through the seven chakras, the kundalini comes up, and this mercury, whitish color, energy comes up through the shoshuna, which is the hollow area in the spinal column, in between the 31 plus 2 nerves, which is 33, through the 33 vertebrates, hence Jesus died at the age of 33, and he was crucified on Mount Calvary, which is Mount Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. In the place of the skull are the 12 pair of cranial nerves, or the 24 elders that stands around this, the throne of God, and worship God day and night, hence the pineal gland. So when the pineal gland is illuminated by this celestial force encapsulated within us, you know, our Holy Spirit, you know, in that sense, or the Shekinah, the feminine face of God, hence our Mother Goddess, or Black Mother Goddess principle, hence the Black Madonna in Christ. So that's what that is symbolic to, and is reason why it's throughout 200 countries. It's called, it's talking about the replica of what takes place within our physical body, of the kundalini energy moving up through the various chakras and illuminate the caverns of the brain. And when this cavern is illuminated, we receive these gifts, and this is the time that we're in. And so this is what is going on right now. So the more that we work with these, with this divine energy, the more we bring forth these gifts from out of us. That's the real education. The word education means basically draw forth, you know, is the same as the word Moshe within Hebrew, and the word Mes or Mosi within ancient Kemetic or the Matunetta, which means to draw forth from the water. You being that you 3/4 or 75% water is to draw forth what is already within you, because your soul knows everything already. Only thing you're doing is drawing out from your Akashic records or your universal library, which is connected to the soul. So, in other words, you're just drawing from your past life experiences, and you're drawing that knowledge out of yourself, which physically is connected at one of the first places that the kundalini hits in the place of the skull is the medulla oblongata, which is at the back of the head, which is the mouth of God. So this is what this. So this is what we're working with. This is the time that we're in, what we need to be working on.
There it is, Dr. Aline Bay, you guys. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 440?
Hello?
Greetings.
Yes, hello. Greetings.
I don't even know I was on the phone line. Ain't no fast. This is Pump 913.
Peace.
Hello. I have a question, teeth related, about enamel. Is it possible to grow back, and what can you do to, if it is possible?
To grow back organs?
Tooth enamel.
Oh, yes. You need black walnut. The herb black walnut. What you would do is brush your teeth with black walnut.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And you also eat strawberries in order to brighten your teeth. But in order to put the enamel back onto your teeth, you would use black walnut.
All right. Thank you.
And brush your teeth with black walnut every day, twice a day.
All right.
All right. Hold the line, please. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the
room. 200 countries. It's called talking about the replica of what takes place within our physical
619?
Body. Of the coordinating energy moving up.
I think 619 is listening on the phone and listening via there. Let's
sound
try
like, it. They sound like they're playing it back. They like that part.
619, you're live in the remix. Oh, 619, they hung up. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix.
They hung up. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 501. You're live on Monday.
It seems that everybody just want to listen to the playback.
Well, they have their computer speakers on and the phone. So
right.
if you guys press 1, you know to cut your computer speakers off because there's a little delay between the phone and the computer. So 501, you're live in the room.
You know, computer speakers off because there's a little delay between the phone and the computer.
Okay,
so
I guess until we find someone who's ready to actually talk, let me state too that in order to resurrect the Kundalini, there's a mantra in which that we can use coming from the Metu Netu called Babak Banu. All right, so Bak Banu. That's Babak Bennu. So Babak Bennu, and it basically means the soul is transformed into a fiery bird. So it symbolizes that dove in which that came over Jesus' head, or the hawk in which that symbolizes Heru, or within the Orient, the phoenix, which symbolizes the rebirth of the spirit, or the Holy Spirit, which is Shekinah, the dove, the protector of the soul, also symbolic to the eagle, and the awakening of the body, spirit, and soul through the phoenix power. So, so you would say, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu, Babak Bennu. And you can do it while actually doing a particular exercise called a Peruvian healing technique, in which that you would take your left hand and place at the base of the spine where your Kundalini dwells at, which is known as the sacral bone area, which is right above the crack of your behind, and you can rest your left hand there, and you take your right hand and move from the genitals up to the navel chakra, then to the solar plexus, then to the heart, then to the throat, then through to the third eye, or the forehead area, and then to the top of the head. And as you're moving it up, you will say the sound, Babak Bennu, in which that will actually raise the Kundalini and transform it from a serpent into an eagle, which is symbolic to the mastering of the serpentine fire or Kundalini, which is also symbolic to Scorpio, which has three symbols, a scorpion, a snake, as well as also an eagle.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hear them out there saying it now. We do have some more callers on the phone line, so we're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? Brother Bay.
Greetings.
This is Jay from Chicago.
Peace, Brother Jay.
Greetings, Jay.
I just got a quick question for you. Could you explain the correlation between ringing in the ears and the chakras? I'm going to take my ass offline.
Yeah, well, the ringing in the ears is actually the ancestors attuning you to the frequency in order to commune with you. It is done. The ringing also takes place because of the kidneys. The kidneys symbolize the water element, in which that actually is symbolic to astral energy. So it taps you into the astral world where the ancestors are located at, what is known as the astral plane or the plane of force, which is what is also known as the emotional plane. That's where they're located at, and therefore the ringing symbolizes you being tapped into it, especially if it's happening within the left ear. If it's the left ear, then they definitely are trying to commune with you. There's no doubt about it. But they are tuning you to their particular frequency. Now, if it's the right ear, then that means you're already attuned, and the only thing you have to do is close your eyes and sit for the channel information.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. The person's talking about their call drop. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Blue. Hi, Dr. Aline. I'm Andrea from Ohio.
Greetings, peace.
Greetings.
I have a question about eczema. And I know I drink a lot of water, so it must be some blockages going on because I drink a lot of water.
Right. What you need is the herb burdock, B-U-R-D-O-C-K, burdock. Mm-hmm. It's the excellent herb for skin problems. So you definitely use that in order to rectify the situation, as well as also golden seal and red clover. What it is probably that there's some type of blockage within the digestive system, and once it's removed, then everything should go back to normal.
So as a tea?
Yes, in the form of tea. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Okay. Burdock, red clover, golden seal.
Right.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, guys. This is Jackie from Georgia.
Greetings, Jackie.
Jackie from Georgia.
Hi. My problem is I suffer from alopecia. I'm totally bald over a period of maybe 2 years, but I've had gradual hair loss over 20 years. And in the last 7 years, I've had vitiligo, which it's like parts of my skin is turning white.
Right.
You know, it's gradually, it's mostly in my torso, parts of my face and my hands. So, and the dermatologist can't tell me what's going on with either.
I'll tell you what's going on. The vitamin B deficiency, in particular vitamin B6. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking 1,000 milligrams for about a year now in a pill form.
Right, but you need higher dosage. You need high dosage, like up to 3,000 to 6,000, in order to restore the melanin to the melanocytes, in which that will stop the coloration of the vitiligo. So that's what you would need. So you have to increase it. 1,000 is not high enough. Matter of fact, there has been studies in which that they have actually given people who was retarded 12,000 milligrams and higher to 18,000 milligrams, in which that at one time they might have been reading on kindergarten level, but they was able to get them up to fourth grade level of reading and understanding and comprehension. That's after only taking those high dosages. So you need a higher dosage. That's all that is. So you need vitamin B complex. A good source of that would be actually in pill and powder form of vitamin B, and you can get that from the vitamin B shop. Or you can also begin to start taking iris sea moss, bladderwrack, forms of kelp, as well as also spirulina and corella, which that has high contents of vitamin B, as well as also the 12 nutritive blood salts, like we was talking about, which is normally within homeopathic products, but you can get all 12 of them within dandelion.
Okay, corella. Could you spell that, please?
C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Never heard that suggestion before out of all the doctors that I've seen over the years.
Yeah, well, those are doctors in which they deal with allopathic medicine. I'm a naturopath, so I deal with nature.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. And definitely let us know how it goes as well, too. So peace and love to you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323. We'll come back. We'll come back to 323.
Okay, and also let me go in because she spoke about the alopecia. I just got into the vitiligo. The alopecia comes from parasites in the body. So you have to do a cleansing out process. She needs wormwood, garlic, cloves, and golden seal or yellow dock, in which that a blood cleanses, in which that gets rid of parasites and worms within the body. You know, so that's what that comes from. You know, so once the parasites and the worms are expelled from the body, then you can begin to start using other herbs such as golden seal, horsetail, as well as sage, peach leaves, as well as also cayenne pepper, in which that you can actually put as a mixture of tea and then actually, you know, massage your scalp, you know, and actually it will grow back the hair.
Beautiful.
So, of course, the cleansing process has to be done first.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, good information. I'm sure the sister is, I'm sure she's still listening there to be able to hear that. So beautiful, beautiful. All right. We're going to go.
But once again, black wormwood, cloves, garlic is the, what you need in order to remove the parasites, the worms, and et cetera, bacteria, viruses, all that is removed from those particular herbs. Matter of fact, even cancer is cured by that combination.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 419, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Sister Blue and Dr. Aline Bay. This is Brother Victor Setterwell Perry. How are you doing?
Greetings, Brother Victor. How are you tonight?
I have an aunt who's being challenged with Alzheimer's, and what would you suggest for that and increasing concentration and alertness?
Right. Well, she would need guava cola, ginseng, and laba. Those are known as the three Gs.
Okay.
And that helps with the brain functioning and concentration and memory and so forth and so on. So, once again, guava cola, ginkgo biloba, and ginseng.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
Also, those particular herbs get rid of heavy metals in which that is within the brain, in which that cause those various problems, such as mercury and aluminum and so forth and so on. So you have to eliminate the heavy metals, you know, from out
the
body. Fruits such as apples and pears have pectin within it, which that helps with the removal of heavy metals in the body too. So an apple a day keeps the doctor away was no lie.
Beautiful. Good information. Great information. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, you guys, if you have some questions. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines for questions for Dr. Aline Bay. Just dropping a lot of great gems here tonight for you guys. Don't forget to get over to his website, www.draalinebay.com, and you can find out about all of this information. A lot of the herbs that are mentioned here, you can also go over to Dr. Aline Bay's website and purchase them from him as well. So you can get all of these things from there. So great information. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Tiff. I'm calling to ask a question. How you guys doing?
All right. Hello. Good night.
Tiff. Hey. Okay. So one question I have is about the bone structure and, like, the spinal alignment and, like, the feet, if things come out of alignment or, you know, I don't know, if things change over the years, how can you bring that back into, you know, the best state for you?
All right. Number one, you need some foot pads in which that actually helps with the arch in the foot because the arch symbolizes the spinal or the curve in the spine. And once the feet are flat, what happens is that the spine goes out of whack too. Of course, even in meditation, you do want, you know, your back without the spine, but naturally it has a spine curve, I should say, you know, without the curve. But naturally it does have a curve, but, you know, in meditation, you don't want that because you want the kundalini to come out, you know, without, you know, any problems. But normally
right.
you want the curve there. And so one of the things is actually to get some foot arches or pads in which that can actually help with putting the arch back within the foot. And because, once again, that arch symbolizes the curve in the spine. So you definitely want that, such as the teeth symbolizes the vertebrates in the back. You know, so all of this correlates, so no doubt.
How long can that take?
You would need comfrey also, the herb comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. As far as actually putting the curve back into your feet once you get the pads or the arches, actually that can happen over a matter of weeks. I would say up to 6 to 8 weeks you can actually already have the curve back within your feet.
Should I rest my feet extra or elevate them more or do anything during that time or no?
No, actually, just by simply walking on the arches actually will cause your feet to have to curve into position. Now, of course, there's certain things that you can do. You can practice some acupressure, some reflexology, in which that taps into the various areas of the body. If you want to along the spine, then, of course, you will have to hit those that particular arch, you know, in the foot, you know, which is the inner sole portion. But, you know, right now, no, you don't have to do anything in particular except, you know, get the arches. And after 6 to 8 weeks, the arch should be back within the feet.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say one thing that works good, too, is called yoga feet. I don't know if you heard of that, yoga toes or yoga feet.
Yeah.
And you can buy them. They're like the pads, and they will put that back in. They work better than the pads, actually, I found, and quicker for people. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. Okay, now the last thing is about the thyroid, because I was diagnosed to maybe have Graves' disease, and so it was hyperactive at the time. And then
right.
I was given like a radioactive pill to I guess, supposedly get rid of a goiter that had that formed. So I guess it was the thyroid itself enlarged. But so my question is, so am I, like, doomed? You know, what happens now, you know? Like, in
okay.
other words, like the meditation that we did, the breathing with the alternate nose for the parathyroid and the thyroid, you know,
right.
is that going to be good enough with increased iodine? Is that good enough to completely fix things?
Right. Well, it don't produce iodine. What it does, it produce thyroxine, which that's what iodine at the thyroid, you know, at the thyroid gland actually heightened the function and the production of is thyroxine. So, yes, that particular technique does help produce thyroxine. Within those, within that particular gland, you know, and parathyroid gland. So yes, there's no doubt about that. I would definitely work on that, as well as also there's certain other herbs in which that you can use. You know, kelp is good for the thyroid gland. Dandelion is good for the thyroid gland. I would start out with dandelion, you know, and use that. Sea moss, which is called iris sea moss, is also good for the thyroid gland. So these particular herbs can actually put your thyroid gland back into order along with that breathing technique.
Okay. So you said kelp, dandelion, and iris sea moss?
Yes.
How much of it should I be taking?
And
for how long? You know, is this lifelong?
But tell me, how long have you been with the condition?
I think around, I want to say 17, maybe 18, around then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That would be about 10 years, 11 years. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that means you would have to take it for about a year then in order to get it back in whack. So each month would be equivalent to a year in which that you would have to take the herbs. But
okay,
after about a year, you won't have any problems.
So how much? Like the Irish sea moss comes in packs. So.
Right. Well, I mean, actually, you can use it in capsules, veggie capsule form, in which that you can probably take up three to six on a daily basis or more, depending on how you feel once you take them.
Okay.
Or either you can make the dandelion into a tea and drink 4 cups a day.
Okay, okay.
All right?
Four cups of dandelion. And then how much kelp?
Kelp, I would probably take about 2 to 4, depending on, once again, the condition.
Is this pills?
Yes, these are in veggie capsules also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
The dandelion
okay.
is the only one which I would recommend to take within tea form because it's palatable. Matter of fact, dandelion has been actually used as coffee and as wine, you know, because it has a little sweet taste to it. But the other ones taste like the ocean. So, you know, you might not like that fishy taste, you know.
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, thank you. So the veggie caps are great alternatives. Thanks. And thank you, Ms. Blue.
Right.
You.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Mm-hmm.
Greetings.
323, you're live in the remix.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Who's on the line?
Okay, this is Freedom from California. I was calling to see if you guys had any answers for Brother Aleem, if you had any answers for the shingles virus.
Right. Well, the shingles, of course, originate from chicken pox. And so basically for childhood diseases, in which that's what it stems from, shingles would be utilized once again. Dandelion is real good to use for that, as well as also garlic. All right, ginger is real good for that also. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to ask.
All right, beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202. 202, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay, greetings. Who's on the line?
Maggie. Okay, I had a question about the tree of life.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
Because I know that you were talking about cures and stuff like that, so I don't want to mess it up.
It's all right.
But yeah, anyway. Oh, okay. Okay, I know a little bit about it, but, you know, just learning, but I only know about those names, Keith or whatever that is, Guther. No. Well, anyway, my niece came home from school, right, and she had won an award, and I was like, let me see what it is. So the name of her award was called Paltz Netzeru. So I was like, let me look this up. It was called Paltz Netzeru. You ever heard of that before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was like, let me look this up, because I knew about Netzeru, but I never heard about Paltz Netzeru. So I looked it up, and, of course, it was an Egyptian tree of life.
Right,
and
exactly.
I looked further, then it had the Anunnaki tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where does the tree of life originally come from? That's my question. And I wanted to know, is there a tree of life now, a new version? Because if it goes all the way back to that, is it, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I got you. Matter of fact, there's only one tree of life, and that is your spinal column. That is the origin of those symbolic tree of life in which that you read within the various stories, whether it's from the Bible to the Holy Quran, Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, or the Pehem Heru text, which is where the Paltz-Netzeru story comes from, which is talking about the tree of life. So all of these stories stem from the fact of your spinal column. It was known as the Digit, which is the backbone of Osiris or Osaru, in which that is talking about when you bring the energy of the spinal column, it illuminates through the various nerves, in which that if you look at it, it looks like a tree, and it's known as the tree of life because and let your magnetic energy flow through those particular, known as the Kundalini, which is the current of life, flows through those particular nerves and through the spinal column. So that is the actually only real tree of life. The reason why it was within the Bible that it was a tree of knowledge of good and evil is because of descending energy. But the tree of life is ascending energy. So it's based on if you feel the energy coming up the spine or if you feel the energy going down the spine. If it's going down the spine, then that's symbolic to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If it's going up the spine, it's the tree of knowledge of life.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. So it's all in me, huh? That got me looking outside of myself. But this and that. It's all in me.
And you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, right. Mary, say it's the God in me. Exactly.
All right, thanks. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right,
me
now.
Me too. All right, well, we do have some questions from the chat room, and one of the brothers in the chat room wants to talk about distilled water versus alkaline water, and what is the preference?
Right. Well, distilled water is made of minerals. Actually, distilled water is vaporized water come back down without any of the minerals in which that is the, you know, heavy contents or dense portion of the water.
Yes.
Alkaline water is actually spring water, but it has a high pH balance, whether it's from being electrolyzed through like machines such as Kangen water machine, or if it's being through a pitcher, water pitcher, or either through a water flask that people can see what I'm talking about if y'all go to our website. But even if it's going through any of those particular instruments or machines or whatever the case is, it is water in which that actually is primarily spring water in which that still have contents within it. It has minerals within it. So it has psyllium, has calcium, it has magnesium, has manganese,
right,
and et cetera, you know, still within the water. Distilled water does not. Distilled water is utilized in order to remove heavy toxins and waste
from
the body. So you can use that for a minimum amount of time. However, on an everyday basis, when you're not fasting, then it's good in order to drink spring water.
Right, right. Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, okay. All right, because I got my headset went out. Yes, really good question. Both of the waters, and I wanted to say this for the question, can be used, but you need to know what you're using them for. So a lot of times, I know for me, I recommend distilled water when people are trying to remove things from out of their system, out of their body, particularly phlegm and different things. It doesn't have those trace minerals in there that you have. It's a way that you can put it back in there. Spring water has it naturally, and so that's more of a builder. So a lot of times you can benefit from all different types of water and modalities. It just depends on what is it going to be used for. So, yeah, great question. Great question in the room. We're going to go to the phone lines, and let's see, 706, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 706.
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Brother
Larry.
How you doing, Dr. Lin Bay?
Peace, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a question. My son has sickle cell, which is the SS type.
Right.
And I've been dealing with the doctors and everything and trying to keep it under control, but that's not working out for me. So I wanted to know how to attack that and to get it right for me.
Right. Well, sickle cell, number one, where you calling from? You in Florida?
No, I'm in Georgia. I'm in West Georgia, East Alabama.
Okay.
Right on the line.
All right. Well, you might need to move one state down where it's warm at, because sickle cell, people who with sickle cell reacts real well in warm weather as compared to cold weather. That's number one. Number two, hydrogen peroxide, 8% food grade, will help with getting oxygen into the blood so that the cells won't sickle or keep being sickle. So that is one of the keys, because the only reason why they're sick is because it's devoid or deficient in oxygen.
Uh-huh.
So you need more oxygen within the blood, and so hydrogen peroxide puts it there.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
All right. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. 646, you guys, 652-2711 is the number to call. We're live here with Dr. Arlene Gay to talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit, about how where we live is impacting us on a cellular level.
Right. Well, of course, we know there's imaginary lines called longitude and latitude that we are taught in geographic or geography, as we would say. Also, we have Earth ley lines. We also have Earth grades. Now, what happened is that based on the particular area, like, for example, a lot of people who have, because we do have 50% of Africans who did come from Africa just 400 years ago, meaning that within our blood we have blood on which that even from those who are indigenously from the Americas, we also have those who are indigenously from Africa, in which that mixed in with us 400 years ago. So meaning that if those particular cells or genes from Africa permeates within us, then we have a tendency in order to develop what is called sickle cell, which is called anemia. And for anemia, there's certain herbs in which that you can also use besides for just like what we were just talking about. You can use Padiaco.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Padiaco is real good, as well as also licorice. All right. As well as also another good herb for that is golden seal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these particular herbs help with anemia, you know, which is known as sickle cell. And anemia just means also that they need more more iron also in the blood. So Padiaco has a high content of iron. So that's why it's number one when we mention that. Comfrey is also good for anemia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also chlorophyll, in other words, green leafy vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, plants such as kale, you know, collards. You know, pokeweed, you know, or poke root, you know. There are certain herbs in which that we definitely need, you know, in which that agreeing. So corella, as we made mention of, spirulina is real good. Dandelion is real good for anemia or sickle cell. So for women, Don Quai is also used for anemia. You know, as well as fenugreek, as we may mention of a little bit earlier. So these are the herbs in which that you definitely need as part of the arsenal, being if it's male or female. I think he said that he that was his son. So those herbs that I may mention outside of the Don Quai is excellent for him to use. You know, it's also, like we said, hydrogen peroxide, 8% food grade. Is probably the best thing and the quickest thing that you can do right now as far as getting oxygen into the cells. And then combined it, you know, with the Padiaco, which has high content of iron.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Great information. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Keith from Jersey.
Okay,
greetings. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. I am actually about to do a cleanse for parasites and worms. And I was wondering, I'm actually still breastfeeding. So would this affect my baby? And, like, is this the proper time to do it, or?
Yes. And no, let me explain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your baby is how many months?
She's 8 months.
Okay. And you still breastfeed her?
Yes.
Okay. So what you will want to do is use bee pollen if you're going to do it. All right? Now, as far as the herbs in order to cleanse, what you will want to use, I would say See, there's certain herbs. See, if you're doing a parasite cleanse, then that would be burdock or either black walnut along with garlic,
right.
Cloves. What I would do is use the cloves because the cloves kills, you know, the parasites and the babies and the eggs.
Okay, because online I was looking it up and it said that to use all three, the wormwood with the black walnut hull.
Right, but you don't see if you use wormwood, that's a bitter herb, and so your milk is gonna come out real nasty tasting.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby might not continue breastfeeding. Matter of fact, you might just wean him or her off your breast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
All right. So now if that's what you want to do and that's what your intent is, then that's what will happen because wormwood is real bitter. So I'm sure mixed with milk is not going to taste too, is not going to death the palate taste, okay? But black walnut is somewhat neutral, but cloves have a sweet taste to it. That's the reason why I spoke about cloves. Cloves is actually put within, like, my grandmother when we was, she taught me canning, how to jar fruits. And we would use cloves, like if we did pears or peaches or apples or whatever the case is. We would put cloves in there in order to destroy any parasites so that if we have to open that jar months or a year or so from then, you know what I'm saying, it won't have any parasites within it.
Okay, because I'm starting to notice that she's beginning to itch as well, and I was only using natural products on her, so like shea butter and vitamin E and coconut oil, but she was still, you know, starting to break out in eczema.
Right.
Well, not really eczema, but it was just like an itch because sometimes there would be no rash.
All right, so that's what, okay, what you need is catnip then.
Catnip.
Okay. Catnip is real safe for the babies, and dealing with skin problems, one of the best things that you would need, catnip.
So I should take all three or just the one?
No, just catnip. You can actually just use catnip by itself. Of course, catnip also deals with getting rid of matter of fact, chamomile, chamomile. Get rid of has a sweet taste to it, and it also get rid of parasites and worms. So that's catnip and chamomile is what you would need. Don't use the bitter herbs because, like I said, it's going to turn the baby off. It's definitely going to turn the baby off. There's no doubt about it.
Okay,
you know?
And I could also tweak my diet as well, like you know, like a pineapple fast, like stuff like that, like. Fruit like papaya and coconut and stuff like that.
All right, papaya. Papaya would dry up the milk though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
So you don't want to use too much papaya. You want to make sure that is in moderation. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But what will still produce the milk though is the chamomile tea, as I was telling you about. It's real good for digestive issues, skin problems, nervous
mm-hmm.
disorders. Parasites, worms, you know, rashes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you would need. Okay, so just get some chamomile, and that way you don't have to worry about the baby. The milk is still being produced. The worms, parasites are still being eliminated at the same time.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
Right.
You're welcome.
So the caramel, when it goes into the child, it eliminates the worms within them, too.
Mm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes,
greetings. How you doing?
Greetings to you. How are you doing today?
We're doing well.
Dr. Ellen Bay. I have a question. I was wondering about the energy. When it goes into the spine, sometimes it could feel thick. where it just stays there. Where you, it feels like I have a pole from shoulder to shoulder where I can't even bend my shoulder blades back.
Right. That's right. The energy is stuck. That's because through what is known as the ethereal cords or threads. You have ethereal threads, or you know, in which that it burns through. So what happened is that it's getting stuck there because there's some latent energies, memories, emotions, mental within that particular chakra, which that particular chakra in the back of the spine, in between the shoulder blades, symbolizes the upper portion of the heart slash the thymus gland area. So you have to learn how to do what's called microcosmic orbit or macrocosmic orbit technique, in which that as you breathe in, you actually store the energy in your dantian. You do that 36 times. As you breathe in, you will visualize the energy going to your navel, and then as you breathe out, you will visualize the energy becoming brighter and brighter, and you will do that 36 times, as we made mention of earlier. Then what you will do is pull up your anal muscles, which is also your perineum. Within the woman is the G-spot area, about 1.5 to 3 inches inside of the vaginal area, and you will pull that area up and actually take the energy up the front of the channel to the top of the head as you breathe in, and then as you exhale, you bring the energy down the spine to the perineum. Then as you inhale, you bring the energy up the front of the channel, and then as you breathe out, down the back of the spine to the perineum again. All right? Up the front of the spine, up the front of the channel, which is called the governing vessel or functional channel, up the front to the top of the head as you inhale, and then exhale down the spine to the perineum. And you do that 9 times to 18 times to 36 times to all the way up to 108 times, you know, in order to remove the blockages. Now, that is for a woman. For a man, it's the opposite. He will put up his anal muscles after he do the 36 breaths and store the energy in his dantian, and he will actually bring the energy up the spine first and then down the front of the body, up the spine and then down. So for the woman, is up the front and down the spine. For the man, is up the spine and down the front. All right? And that's how you remove blockages. That's what's called the microcosmic orbit technique. And that is actually essential before. See, this is the thing. We never was taught these techniques. These are techniques that we're supposed to have been taught as we begin to start going through puberty, so that when we start to have sex, these channels are open so that we will never catch illnesses and diseases. So venereal diseases come about because of those channels are closed. But if they was open, then there would be no such thing as AIDS, herpes, etc. Syphilis.
Wow.
Wouldn't even exist.
And can you also speak about how dangerous sometimes when you do raise that energy and it gets up high enough, if you don't understand your own temperament?
Right. Well, the thing is that first thing, you want to make sure that the pineal gland is decalcified. So the sound, THOH, the tho sound is used in order to resonate and decalcify the pineal gland. So that's the first thing. You want to make sure that your pineal gland is decalcified. Once that is, once you are assured of that and you no longer have headaches or migraines, then that's show, sign, tell that your pineal gland is decalcified. If you don't have any problems after you do it, then that means that you don't have a calcified pineal gland. Matter of fact, the African Origin of Biological Psychiatry by Dr. Richard King, he states only 5 to 15% of Africans and African Americans have calcified pineal glands, 20 to 35% Asians, and 60 to 80% Europeans.
Wow. Okay,
so,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. We're going
to
go.
So let me say
this.
For those who have calcified pineal glands, you have to make sure that they are decalcified before you start working with the Kundalini energy, or you run the risk, if you're not melanated in particular, of spontaneous mankind combustion.
Chances are, if you're here and you're listening to the remix, you don't have a calcified pineal. I think that's safe to say. If you can hear this, then you should be pretty much in the safe zone for most of you. some of y'all, I'm kind of questioning it.
Me too.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Aline. I'm Ann, and I'm calling from West Palm.
Greetings, Ann.
All right. So I just wanted to know what kind of herbs could I work with for eczema?
Right. Mm-hmm. The same herb in which Debbie made mention of before, burdock, is excellent for all skin problems,
mm-hmm.
as well as also golden seal. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Padiaco is excellent for skin issues, as well as also another good herb would be alfalfa, in which that helps be, as a blood purifier.
Could you just eat, like, alfalfa sprouts?
No, the sprouts, what happens is that some of the sprouts are contaminated, so
mm-hmm.
You don't want to use the sprouts, but you definitely want to use the powder. So if you can get alfalfa powder, in which that is in the herbal form, in the powder form, you can definitely use that. And see, alfalfa, like we said, is deep-rooted. It picks up trace minerals in the soil. Its roots go deep, you know, into earth. Matter of fact, it contains all 8 essential digestive enzymes and, as a matter of fact, 8 essential amino acids and proteins. So it's necessary in order to have. You know, it also deals with the kidneys, too. One of the problems with skin diseases or skin ailments or problems is the kidneys. So we have to cleanse out the kidneys as well as also the liver. Those are the 2 organs in which that is being affected, along with the digestive system.
Okay. And I think when you spoke to the other lady, I think you made mention on how eczema had something to do with worms in your body. Is that true?
Right, it is. That's in the digestive system, in particular in the
mm-hmm.
stomach, small and large intestines, or the colon. Somewhere within the digestive system, there's a disorder or parasites or worms or heavy activity of bacteria, you know, mold or yeast or whatever the case may be. But there's some type of entity in which that is there, or entities. And so the herbs in order to use for that is the herbs in which that the sister who was just on a few calls ago, who was talking about her baby and doing a parasite worm cleanse, and the herbs would be actually clove, black walnut, garlic, and wormwood. Those are the herbs in order to use in order to cleanse the body from worms. All right. But for her, being that she's you know, had a baby and the baby is still sucking at the breast, and the best herb to use for that and the baby would be caramel.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou. Hi, Arlene.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Arlene.
Peace.
It's Andrea again from Ohio, and you're saying for the eczema, what a colon cleanse, would that help? Or
it will help. Mm-hmm. Enemas will help. Colon cleanse will help, but even more so, what is taken in the mouth helps even more. So the enemas and the colon cleanse, you know, does the bottom. But we need to get the top, you know, and in the middle, you know, and those particular herbs help with that process.
Okay, and you said on, like, when you do Qigong, there's a part where I guess you wash the face or you go over the face and down
exactly.
the back of the head. Do the men go one way and the women go another way in that exercise?
Yes, that's the exercise, what we call the microcosmic orbit, in which that, yes, the woman, once she absorbs enough energy within her dantian, which is her lower chakra, which is the navel chakra, she will move the energy up, you know, the front of the channel of her body to the top of the head and then down the back of the spine, back to the perineum and then back up and down. So hers would go in a counterclockwise position, while the male would go in a clockwise position. His would go up from the navel down and up the spine over top of the head down the front of the channel. So, yes, the main goes in the opposite direction. The reason why for a lot of the homosexuality in which that is taking place is because the energies are running in the opposite direction within the male and female.
Okay, because I'm in a Qigong class, and they don't just differentiate between what the women and men do on that particular exercise, and I thought that was different.
Yeah, I know, and they're wrong. And that's the reason why people should be supported, except for those who really know what they're doing. And being that I had a teacher who actually went into the Orient, went to India, went to Tibet, went to China, and sat amongst these various masters, he was able to bring this information back. And matter of fact, he's the one who brought the Tantra Kriya Yoga method and combined them here within the Americas. That is Master Sanyata Saraswati, who wrote the book Jewel and the Lotus.
Okay, I have that book.
Right. So what happened is that you have people who probably learned up on the Mantak Chia, who did only teach that one way of doing it for the women and the men, and he was wrong. He was trying to suppress the female energy.
What?
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not.
And do you know any offhand
for the,
in Ohio?
It's time for the black woman to become a goddess or god, you know what I'm saying, to resonate at that particular level. He was still trying to suppress it from his old patriarchal system, but that shit is over.
Indeed. Anyone you know that teaches in Ohio?
Matter of fact, my teacher, Sonyana, said Swati's going to be up there in April.
Okay,
he's going to be in Atlantic, actually going to be in Atlantic City in New Jersey. So if you can get over there, then that's where he's going to be at in April. I don't know the dates as of yet. He just told me about it a couple of weeks ago, actually, on through email. But I'm going to check him out. And so I definitely say anyone else who needs to come, they need to come for you. You can actually get it from a grandmaster's mouth on what's really going on here and why, you know, teachers such as Mantak Chia and others are trying to suppress the female energy.
Definitely. And is that information on your website?
Yes, it is.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Dolores, and I'm calling in from Philadelphia.
Okay. Greetings to you. Hey. Greetings.
I was calling in for a question on when I take a spiritual bath or cleansing bath, I become really weak, and sometimes too I have to crawl out the tub, and my heart beats really rapidly like a drum, like I can hear it like a drum beat. And I would,
right. What do you take in your cleansing baths in? Salt, sea salt, Epsom salt?
Yeah, well, it's a combination of sometimes sea salt, sometimes lavender and tea tree oil, things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. When do the heart palpitations happen or occur, and the weakness, filling up the weakness, is that when you're taking the sea salt baths?
Yeah, sometimes it's sea salt in there, or sometimes it's Epsom salt.
Okay.
But it's not just strictly that. It's a mixture of it.
I understand. But still, what that means is that you have high blood pressure.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do for that is take cayenne pepper. So take cayenne pepper prior to doing those bath mixtures. I would take up to around 3 cayenne peppers to 4 before going into the tub. And that way...
You say spoonfuls?
Cayenne pepper, cayenne pepper, which is red pepper.
Yes, I know, but you're saying spoonfuls or
no,
how?
No. No. Make sure you have some veggie capsules.
Oh, capsules. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Let me make this disclaimer. For all the herbs that are bitter and hot as hell, make sure you have some veggie capsules, okay?
Okay.
But that's what you need. You won't experience that any longer. Matter of fact, take the salt out and add ginger. All right, that's what we just finished talking about too. That ginger can be used within the baths as being able to cleanse the body of waste by activating and opening the pores. Okay, and that might be more better for you than the sea salt and the Epsom salt. Okay.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling in. We have about 14 minutes left to go here in the forum with Dr. Aling Bay. It's been an amazing share. We're still taking questions here and giving out your information. I want you to tell everybody about the trip again and some of the other things that they can actually expect.
Okay, well, for the trip, once again, you can go to www.dralimelbay.com. That's DralimElbey.com. And you can go to calendar and up and coming events, and you actually see the flyer there in which that we are going to Cozumel, Mexico, in which that we're going to the pyramids. We're going to see our relics and ruins, as well as also the pyramids, you know, the Merus,
yeah.
So, in which that we built, you know, our ancestors built, you know, and it's going to be a 5-night and 4-day cruise to the Mayan or Olmec Peninsula, you know, and which that is going to be what is known as the 2013 United Washita Conference. And we're going to be going over all of this information that we're going over here tonight and plus more. You know, is but so much we can get in a 3-hour show. But
right.
March 1st through the 25th, 2013 is all inclusive. So that means you get 3 meals a day on this ship, you know, and plus entertainment, music, you know, being that it's going to be warm during that time period. We're going to have balls. We're going to also be in a swimming pool. We're going to be doing the thing, you know. And, of course, want to make the reservation number is 1-800-465-3595. Once again, 1-800-465-3595. And the reservation name is Washita or either El Bay. All right? So, but they'll know who you're talking about if you say Washita or El Bay. All right? And the group ID is 688-4345. That's 688-4345. All right? And you can pay for your rooms all the way up until March 20th, the day right before the event. As long as they got cabins available, get your behinds there. I'm going to tell you, like, Panic told everybody when I came down to Atlanta, bring that ass.
There you go, you guys. Definitely a great cruise for you guys to get on. Lots of information that's going to be shared, and you can definitely jump on board and just really have a good time and learn some more about the healing modalities, take a class, and just enjoy yourself. It's been an amazing share here tonight, Dr. Aling Bay. It's always good to have you come on and share your knowledge and your wisdom with us and all of your information with us. It's always a pleasure, and you're always welcome to come back into the remix and share with us.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, and I definitely will be back, you know, upon your request, no doubt about it.
Yes, yes. Well, you guys, we're going to get ready to close ourselves out here, and people are still talking about, tell everyone where you're leaving from. Where does the ship leave from?
We're for Fort Lauderdale. That's near Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Be on the ship by 1:30. We leaving the dock at 2:30. We out.
There you go, you guys. So there you go. You definitely want to get on board. We'll definitely give my love to your lovely wife, and I know you will be back on the remix to share all of your exciting projects that you have coming up. And so peace and love to you, Dr. Aling Bay, and thank you so much. It's an honor to always have you come on the platform and share.
Definitely an honor for me to be here and for you to allow for me to, I guess, bestow this info upon, you know, the listeners. So I appreciate you and thank you for everything that you do. And the Remix fam, peace.
All right. Peace. peace and love. Well, that's going to do it for us, you guys. Come back Sunday night. We're going to be live here in the Remix. Don't forget, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. And leave a comment. Leave a comment on iTunes, on Facebook. You know, leave a comment right here for Dr. Aling Bay and this amazing share that we had here tonight. And don't forget to download, download, download. And then also coming up on Sunday night, we have the Sister Kajara who's going to be joining us. And she's going to talk to us about Kinetic Reiki and her new project. So that's going to be a very interesting share. Lots of healing energy going on from different angles of light. So peace and love to you guys. And look forward to connecting with you guys on Sunday. And if you guys are going to take the trip, definitely leave a message over on Facebook. Let us know. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys. And we're out.
y'all doing that?